A crowd of well-wishers gathered to greet UVA history professor Jelaine Schmidt and reporter Lisa Province as they emerged from Albemarle County Circuit Court. That's where Edward Dickinson Taylor II claimed an article in Seville Weekly impaired his reputation. Province wrote about Taylor, a 76-year-old portfolio manager, after he and 12 other people sued to stop Charlottesville from removing Confederate monuments. She pointed out that Taylor's family had once owned hundreds of slaves and quoted Schmidt on the cruel practices employed by his ancestors. The ACLU defended Schmidt's right to express her opinion about Taylor and his kin. Here's her lawyer, Eden Heilman.
There are no set of facts that somebody can offer to prove that they are not a racist. It's a subjective, inherently subjective term. That goes to the very, very heart of the fact that it's an opinion.
The judge agreed, and lawyer Heilman said she was thrilled, but she also worried that cases of this kind might discourage people from expressing opinions about powerful people.
There is definitely a chilling effect in that you're scared to speak publicly because you're worried about where you could end up if you have to face and defend against costly litigation.
Had the case gone forward and had Taylor prevailed, he was asking the court to award him $1.7 million. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.